Hello?
Hey, okay. So go ahead and click the mute button down at the bottom so I'm not getting the feedback on the screen.
Okay, so click.
Okay, perfect. So now we'll just talk on the phone and I'll present to you on the computer, okay?
Right, but I won't touch anything.
Yeah, don't touch anything. Please don't touch anything.
Okay.
I hope. Nice to meet you. I'm Amy Nelson.
Okay,
so just to kind of give you an overview of exactly how everything works. Okay, so as you can see up here, I did a search remodeling company in 33901. Now, I'm in California, so I'm not doing this to practice my typing, right? I'm going to get a clean search. So these are the companies who are currently listed in your area for the services that you're offering. There's quite a few of them. What I'm going to tell you is that it's a very competitive industry and a very competitive area. Now, what you're looking at here for cost per lead is a minimum of $54 and a maximum of about $150 per lead. There is a minimum monthly budget requirement, and that's going to be $713. Now, I'll explain all of that as we go along. So what happens is now your company is listed up here just like these guys, and it's going to have this little green check mark, which means that your leads are enabled, means you're taking on leads, okay? When you get down here to the bottom, let's see. These guys right here, they don't have the green check mark enabled. They're not currently taking on leads at this very moment. They have their leads turned off, but they are still ranking. Once your Google Guarantee approved and you're ranking, you just rotate to the bottom if your leads are off. Your leads would be off for any number of reasons. You have the option, Jeff, to pause the leads when your crews are booked out. You have the option to pause the leads when you're on vacation. You have the option to pause the leads for as long as you need to. If you need to pause for 6 months, if you need to pause for 18 months, if you need to pause for 12 days, whatever it looks like, you can pause. And when you pause, your monthly budget stays where it's at. So of the 713, if you've spent 480 something dollars and you have a remaining of 3 something and you pause it for 6 months with the 3 something in that budget, that's where it stops. There's no automatic monthly charge on it. That budget continues to roll over until you unpause the leads and exhaust the budget. Okay?
Okay.
So you, now your Google Guarantee approved. As you can see, these guys up here, I'm getting to the top because I want to show you these guys right here. So you, when somebody clicks on your business name, there's no automatic monthly charge, okay? Even when they click around your listing, they look at your reviews, they go in, they look at your services, they click around, they look at all your stuff, you're not automatically charged, okay? What we do is we assign you a Google call tracking number that is specific to your business. You're going to know that it's an LSA Google Guarantee call coming because it says so on the caller ID. You're going to know because it gives the whisper feature right before you're connected with the client. So it's going to say LSA call, right? You're going to know that this is one of those leads that you're paying for. Now, the main differences between a program like this and Thumbtack, Angie's, HomeAdvisor, all those is those companies are Google's biggest clients. For Google Ads, which you mentioned earlier, that's pay-per-click. There's no recourse if it's a bad click. There's no recourse if a competitor clicks through your budget. There's no recourse for a number of things. But those companies are spending between $2 and $4 million monthly in each industry. Okay? Home remodel, general contractor, electrician, landscaping, all of them, right? Because what they do is they list their company name in the Google Ads section. They list HomeAdvisor, top 25 contractors, Thumbtack, whatever it is. The consumer goes there, clicks on that, and then connects with that company, right? And then that company determines how many of each of you it goes out to. Everybody pays whether or not anybody gets the job. That sounds familiar, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's not this, okay? So this is your company's listed at the very tippy top of the page of the search results when somebody punches in any one of your keywords. Your company is listed here in this special section. Then down here, this is those Google Ads. Then below that is the Google Local Maps section. Okay. So you're listed at this very tippy top section. This is the best of the best. These are the people that are willing to pay per lead because they know that they offer the best quality services in any given industry and area. Okay. So now you're listed here. The consumer goes to this section on Google. They, now, mind you, we only work with one. We would only be working with you. We're not promoting any of your competitors to this section either. That's why I had to make sure that you qualified for the program in the first place within our company and then also for the guidelines by Google, right? Because we can't program you and Billy Bob down the road into the same spot. It's just not going to work out. Neither one of you is going to see the type of results that you're looking for. So once you're listed here, the clients go to this section and they look at your merits, they look at your reviews, they look at your website, they get comfortable with you, and they choose to call you. So when you're connected on the phone, it's not because Local Splash decided that this might be a good lead for you. It's because that client determined that they want to work with you directly. They want to get a quote directly from you.
Okay.
So it's eliminating the middleman. It's giving you a more exclusive qualified lead. Now, when that phone rings, if it's a sales, solicitation, spam, robocall, somebody seeking employment with your company, if it's somebody who is requesting a service that you don't provide, for example, when I went over that list with you of what's available, right? So this guy, Gerthy, do you know him?
No.
Okay, so he's offering all of these services. It looks like his services are probably pretty similar to yours, like you may not be offering ADUs.
Yeah.
You may not be offering a commercial deck, or he's doing decks, but maybe not concrete, stuff like that, right? So if this guy gets a call for concrete, it is not a qualified lead. If the person calls and they say, hey, Gerthy, can you come check out the foundation on my property? We might have a slab leak. He's going to say, I'm sorry, that's not a service that we provide. He will not be charged for the lead. The reason you're assigned the Google call tracking number is because all calls are recorded and AI is listening to each one of those calls. You have access to that call recording, as do we, and we send that to Google if you were ever charged, which 9 out of 10 times you're not. It doesn't slip through the cracks. That's why we have AI listening. But if it slips through the cracks and there's ever any disputed charges, we dispute them on behalf of Google on your behalf with Google directly. Okay. The same is true for his service radius. So, for example, if he gets a call and it's outside of his service radius. So it's down here. You click. These are the exact cities that he's servicing. Now, just to be clear, there is no limit on the number of cities or areas that you're able to service as long as you're licensed and insured for those cities. If you want to serve the entire great state of Florida, fantastic. That's your business. We will target you for the entire great state of Florida if that's what you want, okay? So you get to pick and choose. Now, if he were to get a call from, say, Tampa, okay? So Tampa's not on that list, right? So he gets a call from Tampa, and the guy says, hey, I want you to come out and do remodel, or I need a quote, you know, on a room addition, X, Y, and Z. He's going to say, I'm sorry, sir, I don't service Tampa. Now, first of all, it's going to be extremely hard for that client to have found him in the first place if they live in Tampa and are searching in Tampa. Like, they would have to go seriously above and beyond because this guy isn't even going to show up in Tampa. It's not an area that he's servicing, okay? But if you got a call from outside of your service radius and you declined the job, declined the estimate, you're not charged. Okay?
Okay.
So it's very specific. The two ways that you do get charged from your $713 budget is A, if the client requests the estimate over the phone and you give the estimate over the phone, or B, if the client requests an estimate face-to-face and you set appointment to give estimate face-to-face. Those are the two instances that you will be charged and it will be considered a qualified lead. Okay?
Okay.
Now, whether you land the job or not, doesn't matter.
That's not up to you, right?
Yeah, that's not up to – I'm doing the best I can. You know what I mean? Providing you with the program. I'm making sure you're showing up where you should. I'm doing my part. You know what I mean? But you got to come in. You got to sell them, which I'm sure you can. You seem like you're very friendly. And you after 43 years of experience, you do know what you're doing, okay? Now, with that being said, the way that it works is like this. Once your Google Guarantee approved, you're going to show up here in this top section, which is the most coveted place on Google. Once we get everything programmed in, we're going to let you know what the cost per lead is. So $713 gets you up to 13 Google Guarantee leads for a 30-day period, or if the budget rolls over, however long we roll that budget over. The minimum cost a lead is going to cost you is going to be $54. I'm going to tell you right now, it's probably extremely rare that it's going to cost you $54. It's going to cost you closer to $100 and $150.
That's what we're paying now for Angie's, and the quality of the lead has gone pretty much down the toilet.
Cool. Okay.
And trying to get a credit back, it's like impossible. I mean, we have people that call us. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, we have people that will call us and they need their place rewired. I said, we don't provide that type of service. I call up and they said, well, it said that they wanted a bathroom remodel. Well, that's not what they wanted. They wanted electrical done. We're not an electrical contracting company.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, but that's what we're paying per lead, so we're used to that.
So you're not going to get those calls because you're not listed for that. You cannot get those calls. Like, seriously, unless we qualify you and program you in as an electrician and you meet the qualifications within the great state of Florida and Google Guarantee to be an electrician in your area, there's just no chance of it, right? So if you were to get one of those calls, they would have had to really search to find you for something like that, right? They would have really gotten their wires crossed.
Let me ask you a question. So all the contractors that I see at the top – oh, I'm sorry. All the contractors at the top. So that's like the first page, but how many can you put on that particular first page? Do you end up on a second page?
This section, there is no second page. This section, there's only 20 providers, and that is what is also going to determine what your cost per lead is. So once we program you in, you'll be connected with the GG team. I'm a sales agent on the GG team. I helped roll it out for Local Splash. I've been on this team for 6 years. I am the top sales agent for this, and I've rolled this out for our company. So I know every in and out about it. You can always talk with me. But as far as the specifics on what you're going to actually be charged, what we recommend, right, we're going to say, okay, listen, the minimum monthly budget to begin is going to be $713. And that will get you up to 13 leads. But you and I both know at $150 a lead, you're only going to get like 5 leads max on that budget, which is fine. You could increase the budget if you want to, but regardless of that, we just need a minimum budget to begin. Now, once we're in there, depending on demographics of where you're targeting, the keywords of what you're targeting, the specifics of hours of operation and the demand in your area is going to determine what we recommend we do as max lead bidding, whether it's going to be, you know, 137 or it's going to be 187 or 147 or whatever that number looks like. It's only done once we get in there. And then we don't actually charge any lead costs until you completely agree to what we recommend. So what we recommend may not be what you're able to spend at the moment, right? I mean, it sounds like you're already spending $1.50 per lead. It's not even a qualified lead. So if we come in and we say, listen, based on this information and our experience with this program, we're recommending that we do max lead bidding at $154 a lead. And you say, go ahead, let's run it. Let's see what's going on, right? Then you're going to be able to see what the quality of that lead is. If there's an adjustment that needs to be made, then we're going to go in and we're going to call you and we're going to say, hey, we recommend this adjustment right here. This is what we recommend. We're in constant communication with you on this because we know that the success of this for you is going to depend on A, what we're bidding, the quality of the lead that you're actually receiving. That's why we have the call tracking in place and stuff like that in order to ensure that you're receiving the best qualified leads. But there are only 20 contractors in this section because it's so competitive in your industry and your area.
So there's 20 contractors there right now.
Yeah, well, there is 20 contractors. Yes, there is. I mean, there may not be 20 right there this very moment. There is room for you, especially because those other guys down at the bottom, these guys have their leads off. So, you know, them having their leads off and kind of where they're at with everything. Let me take a look at what your Google profile looks like. Hold on. Okay, so we're going to want to increase review generation for you. That's one thing that's absolutely going to help. you have a really healthy profile, it looks like, so far. Okay. Yeah, we're going to want to increase review generation, but this is the other thing is, yes, we do have the ability to knock somebody off the spot because we're a Google partner. So that is literally, we're going to be programming you in as a top recommended option in this section where you're paying us to make sure that you're showing up at the top and you're getting the qualified leads that you want within this area. Now, just like every other thing here at Local Splash, it's all done month to month. So there's no contract, okay? If you give it a shot for a month and you love it, which I literally have never had a single person cancel on profit in this particular platform. Have I had people cancel? Yes, I have, but not when it's profitable. 9 out of 10 times it's because they're not utilizing this program the best way that they can. They're not enabling text messaging. They're not enabling the click to call. They're not enabling certain features within it, and they're not as responsive when the client calls them. They're not picking up the phone right away, right? So it's gonna be determined also, which you obviously are very responsive. You're not in your industry for as long as you are, if you're not, like, you understand the levity of what you're paying and the importance of connecting with the client and answering that phone right away. But what we're going to do is program your listing in as a top recommended option. We're going to make sure that you're coming up here and you're actually receiving the calls that you want. Because if you look at these guys, like Gertie, he doesn't have any more reviews than you do. He's in the very top spot. Somebody's programming him in to that, to make sure that he's showing up there. Now, if he cuts his leads off next week, he's going to rotate down to the bottom, right? Because now he's booked out or whatever his situation is, right? So this isn't that Gertie is always showing up in that very top spot at all times. That's not it. It is constantly fluctuating. So if lead cost jumps, right? Okay, now it's recommended that we bid 167. And he's like, you know, that's just out of my budget. Like, I can't do it, right? Then he's going to drop down.
Okay.
So there's any number of variables and reasons, and that's literally what we are doing for you. So there's no additional cost because our management fee is already figured into the entire cost of everything. We've already figured it in. That $713 is the minimum monthly budget in order to begin the leads, and you're getting a sweet deal because of what's already happened with your account with Local Splash. You're not having to pay the upfront $250 cost. At this point, as far as I'm concerned, you're not losing anything if you go ahead and give this a shot and let us get you started on it and go ahead and show you what we can do with it. You pause those Angie's leads, which you said are already doo-doo, right? They're already not doing what they need to be doing for you, right? You give that a pause. You put that budget over here. You rock this for a little bit and let us show you what we can do.
And it takes, you said, approximately four to eight weeks.
Again, if I send you that application today, this is what the application looks like, Jeff. I'm going to show you. Because this is what's going to be important for you to know is if you're going to put all those guys on the application, which it is not required that you put them on the application as long as you're showing up on each job. But if you choose to put them on the application, you need to understand that we have to have this information in order to process the application. So we have to have this from your employees, or you have to have it, okay? So it's going to be employees, number of field workers, so we put in the 3. It's going to have you put in all of their first and last names, all of their phone numbers, all of their email addresses, and all of their social security numbers. And then we conduct background check on each one of them.
Okay.
Now, if you choose not to, because you show up on each job and you just want to rock it with just yourself, which is usually my recommendation to people, just because A, it gets it done faster, B, you never, I mean, I don't know if it's like family members or what your employees look like, and maybe people
they
need
are.
To trust with your life. Okay. You know what I mean? Then you're welcome to put them on there if you want to, but as the sole face of the and representation of your business organization, you know, it may just, I don't know. Yeah, I think you understand what I'm saying.
But what happens, like, you know, if I'm unavailable and a client happens to come in, because we have a showroom, so if they happen to come in and one of the girls waits on them,
mm-hmm.
and they say, well, we'd like you to come to our house, so then they would be going because I wouldn't be in the office at that time.
That has nothing to do with Google Guarantee.
Okay. All right. So then if not, so then it would just be myself. Because I, like I said, I'm the one that goes out on everything unless I'm with somebody and, you know.
Well, because the call's going to come, right? The call's going to come. Hey, Jeff, can you, I'd like to get an estimate. We want to remodel 3 rooms and we want to redo the whole front of the house and, you know, X, Y, and Z. Okay, cool. I can be out there on Friday at 10 o'clock. Okay, fantastic. Bam, your account's charged. You pop up with a couple of your guys. Everybody takes a look or whatever that looks like. Like that call comes in. That's when it's determined. And then if you're sending one of the guys instead of yourself as a representation of the company, yes, that guy needs to be on there. If you're not showing up on the scene and doing the bid yourself, then yes, that guy needs to be on there. But if you're the
one. So then I would have to put them on because, like I said, if I'm with a client and someone comes in and they want one of the people to go out.
Right.
So
but if they come into the showroom is different than if they call.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, it could be the same thing even if
it
they
could
call.
Be. It could be. Right. I understand that. It could be. But you have the option to say, you know what, I'm going to do every bid myself. But, I mean, again, you may be sick one day. You know what I mean? You may not. You might be on vacation with your wife. Who knows? You know,
yeah.
Like there's any number of cool things that could happen that would take you out of response to a specific client. So,
I'll put them on.
Okay, cool. So you want to go ahead and get the application going?
Yes.
Okay. Let me grab your email. Okay, I'm going to send this over to you right now, recipient. Okay, so you're going to go ahead and you're going to begin filling out that application. Jeff, how long will it take you to get that application completed? Do you need over the weekend or will you have it done by the end of business today?
It depends what's on there.
Okay.
I mean,
this is literally the complete application. So your first and last name, email, business name, full address. You're going to upload the EIN. You're going to upload the business license document itself and certificate of insurance. So we want this accord. We want it to be this exact page of your certificate of insurance. Okay?
Now, the certificate of insurance, is it made out to anybody particular? Because when we get them when we're doing jobs, it has the client's specific name on it.
I understand. It is not made out to anybody. It is literally just this accord document that you have it. So you're going to upload that right here, business license number, business expiration. You're going to upload the front copy of the business license itself so that we have it within the application. If you're BBB accredited and you want it to show on there, fill this out. If you're not, then don't. Here, the number 713 is going to go in. You're going to give us a list of the cities that you want to serve, but listen, you're not married to them. Say you give like 25 cities, and then before your ad goes live, we call you. We're like, hey, listen, we're ready to go live on the ad. Then we collect the 713, and then we say we're going to verify service radius. We're going to verify keywords. We're going to make sure we have everything exact that you want before we kick it on, okay?
Okay.
So, again, you're not married to it unless you want to be, and you can always make adjustments. So it's not like you're only getting approval in those areas because that's not how licenses and insurance documentation works. You know what I mean?
Okay, sure.
Are there any other actual business owners or are you the only business owner?
No, there's two of us.
Two business. So then you're going to put the other business owners, you're going to go like that. You're going to put his information, right? You're going to put your field workers. You said that there's three of those, right? So
would be including me.
Oh, okay.
Really two.
Okay, cool. So here we go. So then this is like you, the other business owner, and then a worker?
No, okay. So it's two business owners, which the one business owner, he's internal. He doesn't go out.
Okay, so then he doesn't need to be on the application if he's not going
out.
Yeah,
it's myself and my two daughters.
Okay. All right. So then you've got yourself and then the two field workers. Okay, excluding the owner. So it's going to go like that, right? This right here is going to be your name, your SOSH, okay? And then down here, your date of birth. And then down here, you're going to put down the girl information. Okay. And then you click submit.
I should get that today.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to go ahead and schedule your onboarding call with my technician. Do you want me to schedule it for later on this evening, like between 6 and 7?
I'm going to be out with my grandson then. Can we do it sooner?
We could do I have available appointment times anytime. I could do 4 and 5, 5 and 6. I could do 2 and 3.
How about if we say 2 and 3?
You got it. Do you want it like 2:30 to 3?
That would be fine. And can they call on my business phone?
Yes. One second. Onboarding. Grab this. Is that the number ending in 0011?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now, the young lady who's going to call, I'll call and introduce you, but the young lady who's going to call and you're going to be dealing with, her name is Bonnie. She's absolutely fantastic. There's three members of the Google Guarantee team. It's Ivan, which is who you'll deal with after Bonnie because he's the one who does activation. You'll deal with Bonnie, and once in a while we have like a middle person. Her name is Aureli, and she will fill in if one of them is out sick or something is going on. But those are the two main people that you're going to be dealing with on this. And then, of course, my direct extension is 224. My name is Amy, A-M-I-E, Nelson, N-E-L-S-O-N. And I'm the only Amy here, so you can't mess that up.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it. Yeah.
All right. So once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, whether it takes 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, however long it takes, at that point, once you're approved, we contact you and we're going to say, hey, okay, now we're ready for you to pay the minimum monthly budget. You'll pay the $713 and we'll go ahead and crank it on, okay?
Okay. So I hope this is more successful than the other, the local slash. I just hope.
I understand, and I do believe that it will be. Clients who have, I'm going to be honest with you, clients who are in a saturated industry and area like where you're at, and they don't see a ton of success with the local SEO just because it is so competitive in that area, they see a lot better success with the Google Guarantee program. Our team, the way that it's built, Jeff, is if we don't believe that we can truly help you in any way, shape, or form, we're going to let you know that we don't believe that we're a good fit for you. We're not going to sign you up for a separate program if we don't believe that we can help you with that.
The crazy thing is we always had a presence on Google, and about maybe 2 months ago we did Local Splash, and there was somebody that called. We went over all of our keywords,
mm-hmm.
and then shortly after that we couldn't find our presence. And I didn't know if it was something that was done internally, if it was from the people that do our website. So I contacted Local Splash, and they said, well, we'll check into it. It'll take 2 weeks. I said, that's an awful long time. I never heard from anybody.
Because we had to check directly with Google, right?
And I called back 2 days ago, and I said, I'm not waiting 2 weeks again. So they escalated it, but I don't know what happened to our presence on Google.
Right. Okay. It looks like they... I'm just reading the notes. Give me just 1 second. Okay, let me just send a quick message.
And the other thing that I didn't like, which is very common, you know, with businesses today, they ship your call overseas, and I kept getting the generic answer, oh, we're very sorry for this, we're very – and if I heard that line one more time, I'm going to hang up.
You're
going to
strangle somebody. I understand.
Yeah. Hey, girl. Lex?
Okay, let me get in.
You and Haley there? I'm going to have the girls come in, so I'll have them work on the application because I have a client that's coming in.
Okay. All right, so I'm checking this right now. Still working with Google to see what. Okay, all right. I've sent that out. I'm asking what they're still doing with the Google and things like that. And then when I get a response, I will be calling to introduce you to your onboarding agent between 2:30 and 3. So I'll give you the response at that time, okay?
All right, excellent.
And that call will come from our 877 phone number, okay, Jeff?
All right, thank you so much. I appreciate
it. You're so welcome. It's my pleasure. Have a great day, sir.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
This is